to the best of our knowledge, proudly presents
Dangerous Ideas.
I'm Lawrence Krauss, and I'm a theoretical physicist, and I think perhaps the most dangerous idea that science has developed, and I'm sure people have been burned at the stake for it, is the notion that you don't have to believe in the supernatural. In fact, it's quite the opposite. As Steve Weinberg has said, science doesn't make it impossible to believe in God, it just makes it possible to not believe in God. Because until you have science, everything that happens is a miracle. But what science has done, and perhaps the most dangerous idea in the history of humanity, and by dangerous I mean wonderful, is that it's told us that physical effects can have physical causes. And indeed, as far as we can tell, all physical effects have physical causes. And if we understand those causes, we can predict the effects. We can create technology and build a world which is either better or worse, depending upon how we govern it. And so that notion that you don't need a supernatural intelligence, but rather that everything can have a physical reason, is dangerous because it also suggests the possibility that when it comes to the universe, there's nothing beyond the physical. And that, for many people, is incredibly dangerous. Nevertheless, I, as an individual, find it incredibly exciting. What is wonderful about that dangerous idea is it leads us to what I think is the ultimate step towards creating a better society. Because if the meaning and purpose in the universe is only that which we create and not created for us, then that means that we have an obligation to create that meaning and an obligation to use our minds to create a better world. So instead of being happy or depressed about a world that was created for us, we can instead enjoy our brief moment in the sun by making it brighter and more exciting. This means that it comes down to us, and that may sound the opposite of humble. But to me, in fact, it's the ultimate in humility. Because if we are cosmically insignificant, what can be more arrogant than assuming a universe created for us? Instead, if we are incredibly insignificant in the universe, if we accept that, we just move along humbly to make our own little space better.
Lawrence Krauss is a theoretical physicist and author of A Universe from Nothing, Why There Is Something Rather Than Nothing.